This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Ruling CPN UML's statute convention receives group feedback on party's various reports. Representatives suggest barring former president and vice president from returning to politics. Government opens Chulu Sudurpurba mountain in Monang district for climbing. And Russian strikes target Ukraine's cabinet building for first time. Now the news in detail. The ongoing statute convention of the ruling CPN UML has received group feedback on the party's various reports today. Group feedback on key party reports, including the political report by party chair and Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli and the organizational report by Vice Chairman Vishnu Prasad Podel and General Secretary Shankar Pokhrel, have concluded. Following discussions and suggestions from 10 different groups, General Secretary Pokhrel has responded to queries on the organizational reports. UML Publicity Department Chief Rajendra Gautam stated that participants in the convention have suggested including a provision in the statute barring the former president and vice president from returning to active politics. Gautam also said representatives in group feedback recommended organizing a growth conference to accelerate major development projects and to engage youth in education, health, and employment sectors. The UML further stated that the general convention will conclude with the passing of a contemporary resolution after party chair Olu responds. The government has opened Chulu Sudurpurba mountain, also known as Chuli, for climbing. A notice published in the Nepal Gazette says the 6,038-meter peak in the Damodar mountain range is now open. The mountain lies in Monang district of Gandaki province. Climbers can reach the base camp either through Zumsung, Kagbeni, Muktinath and Thorung La Pass or via Chame and Monang. Chuli Mountain is often combined with the Annapurna Suki Trek and offers views of Annapurna 2nd, 3rd and 4th, as well as Dholagiri, Tilichur and Manaslu. The Nepal Mountaineering Association will manage the peak. The Ministry of Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation announced the decision on the 29th of August. The Federation of Computer Association Nepal, or CAN Federation, has welcomed the government's move to regulate social media through platform registration. CAN Federation President Sunona Gimiri Pandey said this step is positive for user security, cybercrime control and revenue generation. However, she cautioned that shutting down major platforms like Facebook, X and YouTube could seriously affect education, business, communication and daily life. Pandey urged the government to implement the measures gradually and consult stakeholders to avoid Nepal falling behind digitally. Mitra Baral, Director General of the Department of Water Resources and Irrigation, has been awarded the Civil Service Award 2025 for his contribution to water resources and irrigation. Deputy Prime Minister and Urban Development Minister Prakash Man Singh presented the award and certificate at a program marking Civil Service Day 2025 today. Meanwhile, Deputy Prime Minister Singh has expressed commitment to endorsing the Federal Civil Service Bill from the Parliament at the earliest. A total of 487 cooperatives in Koshi province have been found inoperative. Zapa district has the highest number of inoperative cooperatives with 131, followed by Morang with 67, Sunsari 62, Ilam 47, and Udaipur and Tiruthum 26 each, while other districts including Solukhumbu, Okaldunga, Pastor, Sankhua Sabha, Khotang, Wotspur, Dhankuta, and Taplesung have between 10 and 21 idle cooperatives. Monitoring Officer Nagendra Parajula said cooperatives with no property or liabilities will be recommended for deregistration. Currently, Kosi province has 1,075 registered cooperatives. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. At least 2 people have been killed and 13 injured in overnight Russian strikes in Kyiv. According to the BBC, Ukraine said the cabinet building was hit for the first time. Several residential blocks were also damaged and left burning. Explosions were reported across the capital, including the city center. Officials say cruise missiles and drones targeted several districts. Kyiv Mayor Vitali Klitschko said the government building caught fire after a suspected drone strike. Russia also struck infrastructure in Kryvyi Rih, which is President Zelensky's hometown. The attacks came as Russian President Vladimir Putin warned the West not to send peacekeepers after any ceasefire. Moscow has not commented on the strikes, but claims its forces intercepted 69 Ukrainian drones over Russian region. South Korea's government has held an emergency meeting and vowed to respond swiftly to the arrests of hundreds of its citizens in a large-scale immigration raid at a Hyundai plant in the United States. According to the BBC, Seoul has dispatched diplomats to Georgia, where the facility is located with LG Energy Solution, which jointly operates the plant with Hyundai, announced it was suspending most business trips to the U.S. U.S. officials said they detained 475 people, mostly South Korean nationals, who were allegedly working illegally at the battery manufacturing site, one of the largest foreign investment projects in the state. The White House defended the operation, dismissing concerns the raid might discourage foreign investment. South Korea, a close U.S. ally, has placed tens of billions of dollars in American manufacturing projects, partly to counter tariffs. The timing of the raid, coming as the two governments hold sensitive trade talks, has sparked concern in Seoul. The Israeli military reportedly destroyed a high-rise building in Gaza City, the second major town targeted in as many days. According to the BBC, Defense Minister Israel Katz reportedly posted a video of the building collapsing on X, stating that operations were continuing. The Israel Defense Forces say the Susi town was being used by Hamas, though the militant group denied the claim. It was not immediately clear whether there were any casualties. Israel reportedly dropped leaflets ahead of the strike, urging Palestinians to relocate to what it described as a humanitarian zone in the south. However, the UN had said the tent camps in Al Mawasir are overcrowded and unsafe, and that southern hospitals are overwhelmed. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy in the hilly regions of the country and partly cloudy in the rest of the country. Moderate rain is likely to occur at some places of the hilly region of the country and at a few places of the rest of the country. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of the hilly region of Kosi and Karnali provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Ruling CPN UML's statute convention receives group feedback on party's various reports. Representatives suggest barring former president and vice president from returning to politics. Government opens Chulu Sudurpurba mountain in Monang district for climbing. And Russian strikes target Ukraine's cabinet building for first time. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.